Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The former head of the CDC, Susan Menarez, testified today about being fired by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Menarez, who was appointed by President Trump and confirmed by the Senate, says she was ousted just weeks into the job because she wouldn't pre-approve vaccine recommendations and changes that weren't based on science or fire top CDC officials without reason.
I was fired for holding the line on scientific integrity, but that line does not disappear with me. It now runs through every parent deciding whether to vaccinate a child, every physician counseling a patient, and every American who demands accountability.
Menarez has filed a lawsuit over the firing. An estimated 400,000 Palestinians have fled Gaza City as Israeli forces push in to occupy the city and defeat Hamas. The U.S. is backing the military operation. Other countries have denounced it. The Federal Reserve Board expected to lower interest rates today after its policy meeting. It would be the first rate cut this year. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another name joins the race for Wisconsin governor, the second new candidate this week. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. That may also mean Hong's seat in the assembly is up for grabs. She represents the 76th district entirely in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the fourth. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelich says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. When you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching the mid-80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program. The Trump administration is pulling back radically on efforts to stop human trafficking. You know, the stuff that Jeffrey Epstein was accused of. It's, why are they doing this? I mean, you know, Trump is like, pro-human trafficking? Is that what's going on? Over at the Department of Homeland Security, they had, this is from The Guardian, this is a piece by Aaron Glanz and Bernice Young. At DHS, Trump has ordered agents formerly dedicated to investigating and arresting human traffickers to instead focus on deporting immigrants. Current and former DHS staffers interviewed by The Guardian confirmed that these investigators' day-to-day work has been broadly shifted toward deportations and away from investigating major crimes with real victims. Over at the State Department, the Trump administration slashed more than 70% of the agency's office to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. This is called the TIP office, Traffic in Persons, which is responsible for leading anti-trafficking efforts across the U.S. government. 70% cut in the workforce. They have also held up grants to nonprofit organizations that fight trafficking around the world, putting their operations and services at risk. In addition, Glantz and Young write for The Guardian, the administration has also delayed release of an annual report that documents human trafficking across the U.S. and more than 185 other countries. Federal law requires that report be provided to Congress by the 30th of June, which was months ago, and it still has not been provided to Congress. Beth Van Schaack, the ambassador at large for global criminal justice during the Biden administration, said, "The reality is that perpetrators will go free and international crimes will continue. It will take years to rebuild the expertise in our law enforcement and diplomatic corps." This is crazy. This is just crazy. I mean, you know, Republicans worked with Democrats to pass this. There's a landmark legislation back in 2000. You know, last year, the Clinton administration, it was called the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And now the Trump administration is just gutting it. Meanwhile, over at the Department of Justice, they published a study a while back showing that most of the violence, most of the political violence in America is committed by people on the hard right. A PhD student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, his first name is Daniel, was the guy who discovered this, that on September 12th, the file, the report is titled What NIJ Research Tells Us About Domestic Terrorism, right? And it concluded that most of the political violence in the United States that's domestically generated, not, you know, this wouldn't include 9/11 because that came from outside our country, but most of the domestic violence, the political violence in America is coming from the right, not the left. And it was available on the Department of Justice website on the 12th of September, but on the 13th of September, it vanished. And, of course, it was the 10th of September when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and they decided to use that as an excuse to just, you know, go after any Democrat, anybody on the left, anybody who speaks out, no more free speech in America, all because, you know, the left is, you know, perpetrating all this political violence. And it turns out, no, the left is not perpetrating all this political violence. This is an actual quote from the report. Quote, militant, nationalistic, white supremacist, violent extremism has increased in the United States. In fact, the number of far-right attacks continues to outpace all other types of terrorism and domestic violent extremism. Since 1990, far-right extremists have committed far more ideologically motivated homicides than far-left or radical Islamist extremists, including 227 events that took more than 520 lives. In this same period, far-left extremists committed 42 ideologically motivated attacks that took 78 lives. A recent threat assessment by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concluded that domestic violent extremists are an acute threat and highlighted a probability that COVID-19 pandemic-related stressors, longstanding ideological grievances related to immigration, and narratives surrounding election fraud will continue to serve as a justification for violent actions, of course, by people on the right. And now if you go looking for that file on the Department of Justice website, on Kristi Noem's website, you get an error that says this page could not be found. Meanwhile, a British historian, Timothy Garton Ash, he's a British historian and author. He wrote an op-ed for The Guardian arguing that we have 400 days to save America, to save democracy in the United States. He said if Republicans, it's 400, basically 400 days to the next election, a little over a year. A year and 2 months, I think, September, October, November, yeah. And his point is that if the Democrats lose, if the Republicans win, if they can continue to hold the House and Senate is the bottom line, because that's what this election is going to be all about next year. If Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate, then Trump will expand his powers and he will end democracy in our republic. That'll be it. That'll be the end. We will be like Putin's Russia or Hungary, Orban's Hungary. He visited the United States and came to this conclusion from the time he was here. He wrote, I returned to Europe from the U.S. with a clear conclusion. American Democrats, lowercase d, have 400 days to start saving democracy. If next autumn's midterm elections produce a Congress that begins to constrain Donald Trump, there will then be a further 700 days to prepare the peaceful transfer of executive power that alone will secure the future of this republic. Operation Save U.S. Democracy Stages 1 and 2. During 7 weeks in the U.S. summer, I was shaken every day by the speed and executive brutality of President Trump's assault on what had seemed settled norms of U.S. democracy and by the desperate weakness of the resistance to that assault. He wrote, one astute political observer suggested to me that Trump, flush with revenue from the new tariffs, could do a pre-election cash handout to voters, perhaps presented as compensation for the temporary difficulties of the transition to a MAGA economy. He says that would be a classic populist move. I agree. And I fully expect Trump next year to be passing out checks to people. I also fully expect Trump to have a little war with Venezuela, because Republicans always, you know, ever since Reagan, I mean, Reagan got it from Thatcher, right? Oh, she's in trouble in the polls. She's, you know, just gutted the coal miners union and she's going after the National Health Service and she's collapsed in the polls. So what does she do? She picks a fight with Argentina over the Falklands or lets them pick a fight with her. I mean, you know, I'm not British. I'm not a scholar of that conflict, but you get the point. And Reagan looks at that and goes, oh, that's a good idea. And so after, you know, a couple hundred Marines got killed in Beirut in that Beirut barracks bombing, Reagan pulls all the other Marines out, cuts and runs, and instead goes and invades Grenada, this little tiny Caribbean island where there's a medical school. There's a couple of hundred Americans, you know, studying medicine there. I've been to Grenada. I mean, it's just crazy to think that they represent some kind of threat to the United States. Really? seriously. And the thing to remember here is that the House of Representatives in 3 years, at the end of the term, at the end of Trump's term, the House of Representatives is where the election, the presidential election of 2028, will be ratified. They will have the ability to say yes or no if Trump says, oh, I'm going to run again. Or if he does run again, oh, I won. So keep your eyes on this. I absolutely agree with Timothy Garton Ash, this British historian, that we have 400 days roughly to save American democracy. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk's murder, and I'll pick up your calls. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional. In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could actually lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end, to get that special bundle deal and read this report, the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
No need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free. Show your name, your blood, your history. Or disappear like a ghost in the breeze. This ain't a dream.
I mentioned to Congressman Pocan at the beginning of the program, it's fairly clear now that Mr. Robinson, Tyler Robinson, the fellow who killed Charlie Kirk, was in a romantic relationship with another man, or a man who was transitioning to female, maybe now a trans woman. I'm not sure where he or she was in that transition, and, you know, want to be respectful. And, you know, in fact, one of his comments, he says, after reading that this is a text message chain, after Tyler Robinson says to his roommate, I killed him. He said, you're kidding, you're joking, right? And he says, I'm still okay, my love, but I am stuck. And he goes on, you know, I'm stuck in here for a little while longer. But he's referring to him as my love and things like that. It just seems like this is just a tragedy, you know, not... This is not some kind of weird conspiracy. This has got nothing to do with left-wing politics. His lover was being attacked, or at least he perceived that Charlie Kirk was attacking his lover. And he did the absolute wrong thing to do when you think that somebody you care about is being attacked. He went out with a gun. It's just absolutely wrong. But, you know, it's fairly clear that this is what's going on, but to say that this is, you know, George Soros is responsible for this or any of these other things, I get it that the Republicans like to say that, you know, all queer people are to the left, Tell that to Scott Bessent, who is our Treasury Secretary, who is a gay man who's married to another man. Or Peter Thiel, the major, you know, Republican funder, who's a gay man. Being gay does not make you left. And so what can you say? Or being queer in general. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing the crap out of northern Gaza right now. They're going after Gaza City, which had been kind of the last part of Gaza that was still standing. I mean, this is a city with, you know, almost a million people in it. They're blowing up high-rise apartment buildings. They've now confirmed at least 65,000 people dead, probably multiples of that injured, children with limbs blown off. The United Nations this week said, yes, definitely Israel is committing genocide. This is a crime, an international crime. Four more deaths were recorded in the last 24 hours due to starvation in Gaza. That brings the total of starvation victims to 432. In the last 24 hours, 51 Palestinians have been killed across Gaza. They have struck, the Israeli Air Force and artillery units have struck Gaza City over 150 times in the past 48 hours. According to the Israeli military, multiple strikes hit the Al-Ransi Children's Hospital on Tuesday night, the only pediatric hospital left in Gaza. They blew up the top three floors, which had 80 patients in them receiving treatment, all children. The Gaza Health Ministry is accusing the Israeli military of deliberately thwarting attempts by the World Health Organization to bring fuel to hospitals. Internet and telephone services have been shut down to Gaza because of the attacks. A coalition of aid groups are calling to the international community to stop Israel from what they're doing. They said, quote, what we are witnessing in Gaza is not only an unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe, but what the UN Commission of Inquiry has now concluded is a genocide. The signatories include over 20 aid organizations operating in Gaza, including Save the Children, the Norwegian Refugee Council. I mean, these are not like, you know, anti-Israel groups. And meanwhile, in the West Bank, which is on the other side of Israel, Israeli authorities demolished 40 homes in the village of Al-Sir in the Negev Desert. And they stormed the city of Nablus in the West Bank and arrested seven Palestinians. Louise and I were driving through Nablus one day. This was back, I forget the year, but it was, anyhow, these kids came out and threw stones at our car. And that was the day that Nablus made the front cover of Time magazine as the beginning of the Intifada. We were there for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
My mother saw that, and it wasn't our car on the cover of Time, but she knew where I was, and she called and freaked out. Anyhow, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
And Trump has demanded that we take the John and Gordy flyer out of a park.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data shows while Wisconsin's population is growing, the Madison area is booming. We've got about 6,033,000 people living here in the Badger State. That's about 2% more than 5 years ago. But here in the capital city, the Department of Administration estimates our population is 296,000 people, or close to cracking 300,000. And in just 5 years, our population has grown nearly 8%. And Dane County as a whole is growing more than any other in Wisconsin. The county has almost 9% more people than it did in 2020. And three of the top 10 fastest growing municipalities in the state are here in Dane County. Cottage Grove ranks third, Verona comes in seventh, and Windsor ranks 10th. The data drives home how housing should continue to be a priority. Madison City and Dane County officials have set a goal to build 15,000 new homes by 2030. They say that's what we need to keep up with the surge in population. 1,600 new homes have been built since the start of this year, and another 5,000 are currently under construction. And last night, city officials introduced new housing initiatives. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
There are a series of small changes that can be made in our zoning codes to make them more efficient and to provide more flexibility to home builders and to homeowners.
The plan would allow for taller buildings, adjust lot size requirements so there can be more single and two-family homes in the same space, and lets people add two backyard units to their lots. These plans have wide support from the Common Council. Earlier this year, Alders passed the first round of housing changes to allow duplexes citywide and allow property owners to build those backyard units. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching the mid-80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
So you just got back from your summer vacation and maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, Zyppah.com, and use the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Zyppah.com, and use the code PINK. Or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. That's ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK when you check out.
No coup beneath the blood red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. As they strangle all we love. Democracy doesn't die in darkness, it chokes beneath the sun. While cameras roll and headlines scroll, the damage still gets done.
6 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, what's on your mind? Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. Well, I wanted to circle back to the discussion about language and the radical leftist label. I just feel like we should not yield at all, and we should label ourselves. We should define ourselves and use the term we want to use to whatever it is that we, you know, call ourselves. And it's like a linguistic problem. And a public relations problem. And I see them morphing, you know, radical leftist into terrorist and just continue to drive us. And left and right are relative terms anyway. And I don't know. I'm just thinking I'm a centrist, original American patriot. And I'm not a radical leftist. And I agree 1,000% with you.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Jeff. Policies. And I think that it's my goal here, and I'm not going to pound this drum beyond just today. I just wanted to make the point and publish the article. And I'm not going to continue to call myself a radical leftist. But my point was to defang those terms, to point out the absolute flaming absurdity of calling people who are calling for a national health care program and the right to vote far left radicals. It's obscene what they are doing, and somebody needs to call it out. And so this was an ironic or sarcastic way of doing that. Sure. And I think that, you know, sometimes humor, this kind of borders on humor, can be very powerful stuff. And so, it's my hope that this helps blow that up. But I'm with you, Jeff. The positions, every single one of those positions in that article that I wrote today and the rant that I did this morning in the first half of the first hour, every single one of those positions are supported by more than half of America. And the only reason we don't have them is because you've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who own the Republican Party and they prevent any forward progress. So, I get what you're saying. Jeff, I got to move along. Okay. Thanks for the call. Good point.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well and doing good out there. I'm looking at right now, I saw Trump's over in England there. I think he was walking behind King Charles.
He walked in front of the king and the queen. I mean, the British Twitter is just hysterical. I mean, you just don't do that. But I think he did that the last time when he met the king's mother, the queen. He walked in front of her. This guy has no class whatsoever.
Yeah.
By the way, the Fed just lowered interest rates by a quarter point. Breaking news.
I saw that, too. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. I'll speak about someone in the donor world, and now let's talk about Charlie Kirk's death. And it's sad that that young man died, but I want to talk about how young he was. And by the end of this year, I'll have donated my 160th gallon of blood. So I like donating, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that the family didn't donate his organs. What they could have, helped several families, or maybe helped save someone's life. And I don't think they did. I just think about these things after the fact. You know, it's too bad that they didn't do that.
I don't know if they did or didn't. That's not the kind of thing that would be made public, is it, Bill?
I think it would. I think they would if they were.
It could have been an opportunity to promote that. You know, if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But the family and the religion behind it and all that. I don't think they did. I think they would have let it be known. It's just one of those things that I always
tend to be more someone young.
Yeah. Exactly. And quickly about the people in the these employees who are getting let go over the First Amendment. I think how Trump, they're going after government employees and private sector.
Yeah.
Why can't they have hopefully to get a class action lawsuit against Trump and the administration and all that. It'd be another lawsuit. But I think because these people are being fired wrong, whatever they said about Charlie Kirk's death. You know, they have a right to free speech, and I think if it was on their own personal platform, their own personal page, as compared to a government page, if they said it on the government website, or that page, I'm going with that.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Bill, thanks for the call. It's always good hearing from you.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking to you. By the way, the jobs report just came in, 22,000 jobs created. They were expecting 75,000. Inflation has gone up to 2.3%, or 4.3%, I guess, annually. Hold on that. I'm doing this from memory, and that's going to get me in trouble. Inflation is up 0.1%. That I can tell you. 0.1%, and the jobs are down, the number of jobs, 22,000, I remember that for sure. And that's why the Fed is cutting interest rates, because the economy is slowing down because of Trump's tariffs. So, and just his general incompetence. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Last week you had somebody call. You were talking about the Epstein files. And he mentioned, why haven't we heard anything from Jeffries and Chuck Schumer? Mm-hmm. And what I did is I went on the AIPCA tracker to see who takes money from that PAC group, Israel's PAC group. And obviously, Republicans take way more money. I mean, Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell and the head of the Senate right now take almost $2 million a year.
Yeah.
But Jeffries and Schumer take over $1 million from them.
I know.
And that's why we haven't heard from them, because, just following the Epstein thing, the two previous prime ministers of Israel, they're on the Epstein files. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but I think it's Edmund Barak.
Ehud Barak.
He's been, some of the women have called him out and said, he was on the flight, on the island, and he was evil. He's an evil man.
Yeah, I haven't seen those reports. I can't corroborate. Although I believe, I do recall reading that Ehud Barak was in the Epstein files, but what the details were, I don't recall. But Ray, I get it. I get it. And increasingly, Democrats are saying we're not going to take AIPAC money. As this genocide becomes more and more undeniable, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing, although AIPAC will probably target any Democrat who refuses their money. And, this is the world that, Clarence Thomas taking bribes from a right-wing billionaire I believe, caused him to vote in favor of Citizens United. He was the decisive vote. He was the tie-breaking vote. And Citizens United turned our government over to anybody who's willing to pay. And Israel has a pile of money. AIPAC has a pile of money. They're separate entities, of course. And and you got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who are basically running our country now.
Well, one last point. There is a connection between Peter Thiel and Barack. Mm-hmm. There's a connection there. Yeah. And that connection goes for a long time. There's a lot of security companies that Barack was involved in.
Yeah, well, Peter Thiel owns or runs Palantir, you know, one of the big security companies. So that's not surprising, frankly.
So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Good hearing from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right back. As mentioned, the Fed met, the Open Market Committee, the FOMC, and in the face of declining job numbers and increasing inflation, they cut the interest rates.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just a quarter point cut, but Wall Street seems quite excited about it. And of course, Donald Trump will be very happy. We'll be back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. But what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my own biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants actually slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I know I get a lot of more energy when I drink Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. And I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. And check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. Courts with bought out men to drag us back to God knows when. Rights erased with the stroke. Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Catherine in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Catherine, what's up? Or is it Palatine?
Hi, it's Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah.
My question is this. If 12 million people are getting kicked off of health care, how is the country react to a strike against insurance companies?
Well, first off, this is not going to happen until after next year's midterm elections. The Republicans put the kicking people off Medicare and gutting Medicare. It doesn't go into effect until January of 2027.
So they
just wanted to make sure that we went into the midterm elections without anybody realizing the damage that they had just done to America. If the Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate and these gerrymandering things that they're doing like they just did in Texas may well cause that to be the outcome, then I doubt, you know, they're not going to allow the kind of protests. I mean, we'll be in full police state lockdown mode by then, in my opinion. So that's how I think they're going to deal with it, Catherine.
Well, my question, though, is could Americans, before the election coming up, could we strike against health care or to insurance companies, and how would that really affect the industry?
I don't know how you'd do that.
Or would this be just another thing like trying to not pay your taxes?
I just don't know how you'd do that. I think the thing to do is to raise hell with our elected officials, Democrat or Republican. We just, you know, our voices need to be heard. We need to be speaking out. And of course, on October, 18th, I think it is, that Saturday, going to be No King's Day 2.0. Get out there and get in the streets.
Okay, thank you.
Catherine, thank you very much. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, what's up? Rick, watching Free Speech TV in Castro Valley, California? No Rick. Okay, Joe in Spring, Texas. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Correct me and please enlighten me, but didn't Maisie Hirono just talking to Cash Patel about the FBI and the workouts and the stringent qualifications for the physical requirements say that women aren't naturally as strong as men and that the pull-up requirement was too harsh for women? Well, doesn't that go against our argument about men and women being the same?
No, it's a simple biological reality, Joe. What, are you weird?
Same as having XX or XY chromosomes. Men can become women and women can become men. You just validated my argument. Thank you.
Well, no, I don't think I did, but good luck. Whistler in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hey, Whistler, thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Tom, for taking my call. A little background, I'm a 73-year-old Vietnam-era veteran, and I got a question in regards recently here to, well, it has to do with Charlie Kirk's shoot down or whatever. Why was it that J.D. Vance and Air Force Two used our tax dollars to transport this gentleman from Utah back to his home state of Arizona?
Yeah.
That's what I was curious about.
Well, because he's their new hero. He's their horse vessel, Whistler.
But it's our tax dollars.
I know.
Our tax dollars are the paper.
I totally get it. But this is not the battle that I think we're gonna win or that is worth fighting. But I get your point, Whistler. Thanks for the call, Paul in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
kudos to you. You're doing a great job,
thank
man.
You.
My question is: there was a flotilla of ships and boats with some prominent activists from around the world coming to
Greta Thunberg was on it.
What has happened to
They came under fire a couple of days ago. I saw that.
Oh.
And they came under fire a couple of times from the Israeli military. And I frankly, it's been two or three days since I've seen any reporting on what happened. I don't know if they turned back. I'm sure if they had gotten
buried,
to Gaza.
It's buried with everything going on.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just buried with everything that's going on right now.
I think so. And I'm pretty sure if they'd gotten to Gaza, we'd know about it. So I'll have to look into that and get back with you.
Yeah.
Paul, thanks for the call. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, you got a quick one? I have about 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick. That letter or that text that young man sent was so doctored. Young kids don't talk like that. I just spent 2 weeks around my adult children. None of them speaking that fast.
Are you talking about the text message chain?
Yes. Yes. That is insane, and you can't trust.
You think that was manufactured by Cash Patel or the FBI? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
that had not occurred to me, Rick. It didn't seem quite that weird to me, but you know, who knows? I mean, in this day and age, who knows? Rick, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, although Alex Lawson's going to fill in for me. I've got a small medical procedure. I'll be back on Friday. So treat Alex well. Alex well, will you? Get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll see you the day after tomorrow. And Alex, we'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
The
Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time this year, the Federal Reserve Board voting to cut interest rates, this time by a quarter point. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the Fed Board noted a balance shift in the economy.
This is an attempt to try to stimulate the economy. The Fed nodding to the fact that it has seen a weakening jobs market. Inflation is still above where the Fed wants it to be, but for now, the Fed signaling it's going to look, perhaps it sees inflation higher, but not going up a lot more, and it's willing to overlook that a little bit in order to bring rates down to try to provide some support for the jobs market.
The newest confirmed board member, President Trump's top economic advisor, Stephen Miron, dissented in favor of a half-point rate cut. President Trump is in the U.K. along with the First Lady for a state visit hosted by the royal family. They'll attend a state dinner tonight. Tyler Robinson, the man charged in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, remains in protective isolation at Utah County Jail. This is ABC News.